This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, once again, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. Now, one of the best things about what we do here is we have the ability to change our plans on the spur of the moment, and that's exactly what I've done.
Yeah, well, it's what we have done.
Well, I'm the one that makes all the plans. I'm the one that has to go through all the
everything. I'm the one that drives the RV. I disconnect the sewer and the water.
I have to call the RV parks. I have to do it all online, but anyway.
For the past week, we have been in Yuma, Arizona, arguing. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what? We've really enjoyed Yuma, Arizona. Mm-hmm. We even took a side trip and walked into Mexico one day.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun with Jeff and Steph from Jeff and Steph's Excellent Adventure.
On YouTube. They are a hoot.
They are. They're so much fun.
However, this is important. I violated one of my rules. I had something to eat and drink in Mexico.
We all did. So, and, you know, what's
but
wrong with
I
you?
Paid for it. Oh, my. Well, anyway, we also took a side trip to Quartzsite with the Jeep for the big RV show there.
That was pretty cool.
It is quite a show. It's mostly outdoors. It lasts for 9 days, and there are boondockers dotted as far as you can see across the horizon.
Oh, my gosh. Hundreds and hundreds of them all boondocking out there.
Basically a party.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, right.
So, and what about the ice cream stand?
Oh.
The so-called homemade ice cream?
Yeah. Well, you know, he had his thing out there. He had this thing that was churning with the ice.
Right. And it's homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
But he didn't have any prices posted.
No, he didn't.
People were in line. Uh-huh. And then suddenly we noticed people are getting out of line because they were, what, $12 a cone?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, just beware.
But there were people that had it and said it was very good.
Yeah,
so they weren't happy with the price, but they were happy with the ice cream.
Oh, yeah, the ice cream was, what was it, chocolate and peanut butter ice cream?
Yeah, that was one of them.
They said it was to die for.
Gosh, I almost got it.
But 12 bucks.
I know. So anyway, yeah, our plan was to leave Yuma and go back to Palm Springs for a few more weeks.
Right.
But, you know, we've been there, let's see, we were there in November for 2 weeks.
Right.
We were there the whole month of December. We were there for 2 weeks in January. And I love it there. I absolutely love it there. But I don't know, I just felt something was missing. I needed
Palm-springed out.
I know, I needed a little more of something to do. So I thought, hey, let's go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I kind of changed my plans around a bit. Now, we're still going to go back to Palm Springs after Las Vegas because...
But we're going to head up to Vegas, and Patty found a cool place to stay on the Colorado River, about halfway between Yuma and Vegas.
Yeah,
and
I really like it here. It's
really
cool. It's
called Earp, California.
Yeah, and it's in the desert, and it's right on the river. Right across from the river is Arizona, and there's some big, beautiful homes on the river.
It's the Colorado River.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
The only problem with it here, though, is the internet connection is really bad. So it's just kind of frustrating. So
anyway, we'll spend a few nights in this area.
I changed again, so we're leaving early here.
Oh, you did?
I did. Okay. So it's like, well, we were going to be here 4 nights, but we're only going to be here 2 because... It's just that the internet connection's driving me crazy.
Do you realize you guys found out before I did? Isn't that amazing? Anyway, we did notify the RV park that we were staying at in Yuma, and we made plans to leave that next morning.
Yeah, because we left there early, and they were like, no problem.
Yeah.
Yep.
Patty wanted to leave. She said, okay, when we're done here, what was it, Saturday or Sunday? We could leave on Saturday or Sunday. And I said, no, let's leave tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that was a Thursday.
Yeah, it was
so
a Thursday.
Like, okay.
So that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a busy day ahead of us, and this is what we do when we prepare to leave and get on the road.
Yep. So we got up early, about 5 o'clock, and we went through our morning routine of checking everything on our computers while we have our coffee. And then when we get ready to leave, everything has to be put away or stowed in its proper place because We don't want anything falling down and breaking while we're driving.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, after that, we close the driver's side slide so Jeff can start cleaning out the gray and black tanks, disconnect the water, the sewer line, the power cord.
Mm-hmm. And thoroughly check everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to break down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Patty is inside. She lays on the bed for about a half hour.
I do not.
Then secures everything, including taking everything off the counters, putting tension rods in the refrigerator, and locking up the doors so they don't come open while driving and everything falls out.
Like someone we know.
Are you inferring Jim and Melinda Mantel?
Yeah, what a story.
I know.
He took that corner way too fast.
Melinda said he went around the corner at 80 miles an hour. It wasn't quite 80, but
yeah, but it was.
The doors came open, stuff flew out. So.
Yeah.
And that's happened to us one time.
Yeah. When we first got this, I forgot to lock the door.
Right.
And
the
doors open and a couple things fall out. But you don't like that happening.
No, you don't.
So the tension rods are great. Because even if you didn't have the tension rods, when you get somewhere and you open the doors to the refrigerator, things could start falling out.
Yeah.
So it's nice that the tension rods keep them back there.
Yeah. So anyway, Patty came outside and said, hey, you know what? I can't get the refrigerator to lock.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what it was, but the little lever was stuck.
I probably got some jelly in there.
That's
or something.
That's what
I
was
know.
Thinking. Jeez.
Although I'm not that sloppy, so I don't know what the heck it was.
Anyway, after that, what we do is we get the utilities all unhooked. You know, the tanks are all cleaned out. The inside is secured. We bring in the final two slides because we have three slides on our RV. Then we start the RV. Now, the air system takes a few minutes to pressurize all of the different systems, and we check everything to make sure that we are ready to roll.
Yeah, but before then, you got to bring up the leveling jacks, mm-hmm. just disconnect the electrical connection.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and that morning we weren't attaching the Jeep to the RV because we had to stop and get propane on the way out of the campground.
Right, at the park's
propane
station,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice because propane powers our instant hot water heater, the burners on the stove, and our two furnaces. Now, we've got heat pumps, which are part of the air conditioning system, and they act as heaters, but they really struggle below a 44-degree temperature or so. And in Yuma, the temperature has been dipping into the upper 30s. Mm-hmm. So at this park, Sunny Sands in Yuma, Arizona, the price of propane is $2.79 a gallon. In California, that price would be more than double. It'd be well over $5. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So that, along with fuel prices in California, are bad as well. So when we got to Arizona, naturally, we filled up with diesel fuel when we arrived. And buying in Arizona and using our TSD card saved us at least $100 as opposed to buying fuel in California.
That helps, that's for sure.
It does. So now we're filled with propane and we head out. But we got to make one more stop.
Right. But before we do that, let me go back because I have to say, we do not have a hot water tank. We have continuous hot water.
Right.
If you're out there and you're like looking, you're thinking of getting an RV or maybe upgrading, if you don't have that, you have to have it.
It's
oh my gosh.
Fantastic.
In our first RV, we had like, a 6-gallon hot mm-hmm. water tank.
Right.
I would take a shower and then he'd get in there and it's like, there was no hot water.
Yeah, you got to wait 45 minutes, you know, for it to recover.
And this continuous hot water is great.
It is. It's fantastic.
Oh,
it's the way to
go.
Oh,
my gosh. I love it. I wouldn't do without.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And a lot of people replace their hot water systems, you know, because they wear out or, you know, maybe the electrode goes out or something like that. And what you do, you can replace it with the instant hot water.
Oh, can you?
In a lot of cases.
Yeah, that
now,
would be.
Some cases you can't.
That would be beneficial if you could because, my gosh,
it's
wonderful.
Man, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. Now, in our last episode, our special guests were Mark and Julie Bennett of RV Love. And it was so interesting because Mark talked about the importance of knowing your weight of mm-hmm. your vehicle. Your rig should be balanced and within the manufacturer's guidelines, including not exceeding the weight rating of your tires.
That's really a major, major mm-hmm. safety issue.
Yeah.
Now, guess what? We've never weighed our RV.
Now, we did our first one,
yeah.
but we were so under that I've never thought of it since then. But
so we thought on the way out of Yuma, we'll stop at Love's Truck Stop.
Yeah.
and get on the scale.
Uh-huh.
Now, the gross vehicle weight rating is the total permissible weight for your fully loaded motorhome, which is our case. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a motorhome, if you have a camper, if you have a towable fifth-wheel trailer, whatever. All vehicles have a maximum weight allowance. Ours is 37,500 pounds.
Now, the I guess they call it the dry weight.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that means before we put all our junk in it.
Right.
That is actually 27,500 pounds.
Actually, it's 28,500.
Oh, my notes said 27,000. Okay, well, whatever. It's in there anyway.
But our maximum allowed weight is 19 tons.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch those signs on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the bridge says, oh, it's 7 tons and you're 20, it ain't going to happen.
We did that once, though.
Yeah, we did.
That was scary. It was a short bridge, but it was like, oh, shoot, I don't think we're supposed to do this.
And we were just slightly over.
Yeah.
But anyway, that weight includes everything. Now, we're happy to say that we came in 6,000 pounds less.
Yeah.
Our weight is 31,580 pounds.
Yeah.
So I was glad to see that.
Well, we had to go through it twice because the first time we went on the scale.
You pull on the scale and it's like going through one of those drive-throughs.
Plus, there's so much noise with all the trucks right there and all the diesel engines. Yeah.
And I thought, I'll move forward because there was a line of trucks going through that scale.
Yeah. So I went in and, I said.
You were going to pay for it.
Yeah. I said, okay, I need to get the weight. We were just through there. And he said, well, you left too soon. I was trying to tell you, just wait a minute.
Right.
So he said, you got to go back and do it again.
Right.
Now, Jeff had left with the RV and he pulled out of the gas station and went down the street to wait for me because I was in the car. And I called him and I said, you got to come back.
Got to go through it again.
Yeah. So
they'll be waiting for us.
Yeah. So we had to do it again. And that time we were able to get.
It worked out really well.
Yeah.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So after that, we attached the Jeep. And off we went to our first destination, Earp, California. You know, kind of like Wyatt Earp, except it's just Earp, California. And it's on the Colorado River, and it's across from Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because you think, okay, you're going to California, and the time is going to change. We're going to save an hour. We're going to gain an hour.
But it did change. When we crossed into California, the time changed. We gained an hour. But then when we got to the RV park, it went back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, wait a minute. What time is it?
So Patty says, I'm going to go ask the RV park what time it is. These people must have thought you were nuts.
Well, no.
What time is it?
I called him. I was able to call him. I called the store here. What time is it here? And she told me.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay.
But
so
they explained that at this RV park and on this side of the Colorado River, they stay with Arizona time.
Yeah.
It just makes more sense.
Yeah, it was really nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after that 2.5 hour drive, it was nice to be here.
Yeah, so it's nice. We took Highway 95 all the way up from Yuma. It's a 2-lane road. On occasion, it will give you a special passing lane, but for the most part, there's no passing lanes. You just have to be careful. And there are a lot of people passing on that road because a lot of the RVs don't go up to speed. It's
right.
65 miles an hour.
Now, this road, this is like more than 60 miles. And you're going through the desert, and there's no roads, there's no gas stations. You're just going down this 2-lane road.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, yeah, like you said, you get the passing lanes. But, yeah, so when you get behind somebody.
Oh, yeah. And we did.
Yeah.
We came up on somebody, and they were driving kind of like a Class C RV. It was an older Class C, but it looked like it had been kind of jury-rigged a little bit, a little homebrew added to it. But they were only going 52 miles an hour.
I don't know. I think it was like an old school bus.
In a 65.
That was painted, and yeah, something like that. I don't know what it was.
Anyway, as I came up behind them, I had two cars behind me, but they weren't pressuring me or anything. They had been behind me for quite a while. But they're getting a little bit closer because we all had to slow down. And I slowed down from sixth gear into fourth gear, and I'm going around 55 miles an hour, but I could see far ahead on the road that there was no oncoming cars or trucks or anything. And I thought, you know, I've got an opportunity to jump on this guy because I'm in the right gear, I've got momentum, and I could go around him and be done with it. But I have to check my mirrors, make sure that the guy's behind me, because one was in a Dodge Challenger. I thought, man, this guy's going to blow by us. But he didn't. He was still behind me. I signaled. I got in the left lane, and off we went. And I was able to do it real fast and get around this slow RV.
Yeah. I was on my phone. I was doing something on my phone. And all of a sudden, you start going around this guy. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to get my camera out. I got to get my camera.
She was really surprised.
Video this. And I did. I got it time.
You know, if a 38-foot RV towing a Jeep Wrangler passes you and quickly, you might be going a bit too slow.
Mm-hmm.
At least turn on your flashes. And they didn't have their flashes on or anything.
So. Yeah. Now, that was really funny because it was a great little video, which mm-hmm. I put in our Instagram stories.
Right. Uh-huh.
And after I put it on the stories, I said, hey, wait a minute. You know, you said the F word. He said, no, I didn't.
No,
I didn't. He said, I never say that.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, you did.
So we went back and looked at the video. And I may have said it.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
That was cute.
But, you know, we got around him.
We did, and it was safe.
And then
you know?
So did all the other cars.
Yeah, then they followed us, yeah. And then they passed us, you know.
And then they blew by us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we drove through a quartz site, which is really cool because the Quartzsite RV show was going on. It wasn't as busy as the day we went there on Tuesday.
We were there on Tuesday, and this was Thursday.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, that would have been a better day to go. But
we cruised right through Quartzsite
yeah.
and then up to IRP. And this is really interesting. As we are coming into the RV park, we pass this big, you know, kind of like a mountain.
Uh-huh.
And on the side of the mountain is like this green monster. It's like a monster head.
It's like an alien.
Right. It looks like an alien and it's painted green. What it is, it's a rock. It's a naturally forming rock that was left on the side of this mountain. Somebody went up and painted it and it looks like a head. And it's like, whoa, is this?
This is a huge rock. I mean, this isn't like just a small rock. This is probably the size of 2 or 3 school buses or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
It is.
And yeah, and it's all painted green with these black eyes. It looks like an alien head.
It does. And
it's really cool.
You know, sometimes when you see those pictures that were taken of Mars and some people say, well, there's a head on the surface of Mars. It kind of looked like that.
Yeah.
You know, so, funny stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, we made it to IRP, California, spent a couple of days here, and we're going to bug out again and head to Las Vegas.
Yep.
But yesterday I wanted to go hiking and Patty says, no, we're going to Walmart. Oh, no. And we had to go to Walmart.
Well, we left Yuma so fast I didn't have a chance to get stuff.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what we did. All right, so anyway, that's it for this week. We're headed off to Las Vegas. There's a lot of things that we didn't get done last year when we stayed in Las Vegas. That area is really cool. We want to go to Death Valley, see what happened after they had all those heavy rains. And I think it's called Titus Canyon. It's a really cool off-road ride that you can do. We can do it with the Jeep. We can put the GoPro on it. And it's supposed to be an amazing off-road experience in Death Valley.
That'll be fun. But I also want to go to some hotels and just check everything out.
Well, we got to go see the chocolate fountain.
Yes, the chocolate fountain was closed the last time we were there, and that was in the Bellagio. So
right.
We have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
When we were there, I was building the website, our website.
We're taking a lot of time doing
that. I was so busy with that. We just didn't get
out. And we're doing our taxes.
Yep. And so this time we're going to just really explore.
Yep,
so.
We sure are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with another one. And remember, if you go to pass somebody, make sure you do it safely. I mean, we see a lot of close calls out there.
Oh, yeah.
People are nuts.
They are.
Yep. So take care.
Always in a hurry. Bye.
Be safe.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.